Please be seated.
请坐。
All right, it's been a year since I spoke to you by Zoom.
上次是大概我在网上跟你们讲到，那已经是大概将近一年的事情。
So I'm thankful that I can be here, standing live before you.
我很高兴能够实体与弟兄姐妹一起。
We know that for the new year, people make resolution.
我们知道，新年都有新年的新希望。
And so I want a resolution for your church.
所以我也为你们的教会许下一个愿望。
That is to build your priesthood for 2022.
所以在2020建立祭司的职分。
And so we want to talk about building that spiritual house as God's special people.
因为我们是神特殊的选民来建立圣灵的房子。
We have been called by God to holiness.
神招呼我们称为圣洁。
And we were born again when we answered that call.
我们再生，当我们回应他的呼召。
We were able to repent. And that we know that we have turned our faith to the Lord Jesus Christ.
认罪悔改，信靠耶稣。
And so we know that special people should live in a special way.
我们成为特殊的子民，要活出不一样的生活与行为。
Their behavior should be consistent with their position before the Lord.
因为我们言行要一致。
Jesus says, "Too much has been given; much is required."
因为领受的多，责任更多。
And so as special people, we have a holy covenant to live by.
因为我们是圣洁的，所以我们也有活的方式也是要圣洁。
We have a holy relationship.
与神关系圣洁。
That we also have a holy purpose.
也有神圣的目标。
And a holy lifestyle.
过圣洁的生活。
And so under this analogy, the writer of today's scripture, Peter,compared the experience of Israel as God's covenant people.
比方说，使徒保罗写的，写的经文里头，把基督徒比照成为有神盟约拣选的以色列人。
And so what he said for Israel was for the Christians as well.
所以我们理论上来讲，就跟以色列人是一样的。
And he gave a warning that we are to avoid the mistakes.That the people of Israel made about their relationship with God.
但警告我们不要在与神关系上像以色列人一错再错。
Bible history tells us that Israel did not keep the conditions of the covenant that God asked them.
因为他们从未遵守与神的盟约。
And that God sent many prophets to remind them that they need to obey the covenant.
历代许多先知一再呼召他们。回到神的盟约，不要崇拜假神。
They were called to be priests before God.
他们应该是圣洁国度的祭司。
To bring pagan people to believe in the one true living God.
带领外邦人来崇拜真神耶和华。
And so when Peter wrote this scripture that we're going to look at, it was to remind us because he was a Jew himself.
彼得写这个经文最贴切，因为他是犹太人。
He could not have written these words with prejudice because he was a Jew himself.
因为他自己是犹太人的使徒，不会有偏见。
So he wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
他受到圣灵启发，写下经文。
He wants us to learn how to hold fast to the covenant as God's priests.
所以我们要谨守盟约，成为神的子民与祭司。
So our first point is to understand that we could build our priesthood by first recognizing that we're mediators.That have received mercy from God.
首先要接受神的怜悯，成为中保，来建立自己祭司的职分。
Our scripture today is found in 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10, toward the end of the chapter. But verse 9 says, But you are chosen, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possessions, that you may proclaim the excellency of him.Who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
彼得前书二章第九节到第十节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Peter wrote this around 63 to 65 AD.
这是应该主后63到65年写的书信。
The Jerusalem temple was destroyed in 70 AD.
因为 圣殿在主后70年被毁。
And so when Peter wrote this, the priests were still offering animal sacrifices in the temple in Jerusalem.
所以那个时候，祭司天天用牲畜献祭。
They did this every day.
而且是每天。
But for us as Christians, what Jesus did on the cross was once and for all.
我们基督徒不同，因为耶稣已经完成一次永恒的献祭。
His sacrifice made animal sacrifices unnecessary.
所以不用再用牲畜献祭。
In ancient Israel, there were three groups of people.
古代以色列有三种人具有特殊的身份
：the priesthood，
祭司
；the Levites，
利未人
；and the soldiers，
还有战士。
In the church, all are priests who go to God and worship Him as priests.
在教会中崇拜的每一位都是祭司。
And all are Levites because we handle holy things on behalf of one another.
我们在圣洁的上服侍别人就是利未。
And all our soldiers to fight the good fight of faith.
我们每一位都是战士，为信仰而战。
Orthodox Christians,
东正教
，Catholic，
天主教
，Lutherans，
路德会
，Episcopalians，
圣公会。
They still have priests as a part of their church leadership.
仍然有特殊地位的主教神父来领导。
They are different from the common layperson.
和一般人不一样。
Baptists, on the other hand, have a very distinct belief.
所以需要命定，那他们的信仰教的一些有高低的职位。
This says that all believers have equal opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. They can decide for themselves.
浸信会就不同，相信个人意志有能力决定是否要崇拜主。
They have a right to decide to worship God or not.
所以自己有人个人决定。
But this capacity also leads to responsibility.
所以这是个人的关系与责任。
To either accept or to reject what Jesus had done on the cross.
决定接受或拒绝耶稣为罪人救赎的牺牲。
For those that are not yet Christians among us, this is a warning to us that we have a right to receive Jesus Christ or.You can reject it with the consequences.
所以对不信的人来讲，这事实上是一个警告，因为你的决定是有关系的，信或不信。
So we know that the Bible teaches that in the church we are all competent in our soul.
所以教会教导人都有灵魂都有能力来接受圣经的呼召。
And we're all called to be priests.
我们都是成为祭司的成分。
Not just a select few.
不只是少数被拣选的。
There is no separate class in the Baptist Church.
所以在浸信会没有特殊地位。
That we are not better than one another.
没有高低。
That we don't have authority over one another.
所以也并没有特殊的权柄。
So as a Jew, Peter was the first Christian actually to invite Gentiles into his home.
彼得是第一位犹太基督徒在外邦人的家乡向外乡人传福音。
Out of that, he had a conviction that Jews and Gentiles are one people before God.
根据他的经验，不管犹太或者是外邦人，因信就得救。
That Jews and Gentiles can be saved by faith.
主要就是因信得救。
Later on, he was able to help the church understand how they are, to be the priests of God.
所以后来他就更加称教徒是圣洁祭司的关系。
In 1 Peter 2:5, it says, "You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ."
所以彼得说，你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Jesus Christ is the living stone.
基督是活石。
And we are lively stones.
所以我们也是活着的石头。
We were made alive by Christ.
所以我们因基督而活。
We share in his right rock shore character.
所以我们也有石头的天性。
And so the church, this house, this spiritual temple is made up not of material stone, but a spiritual stone.
神的殿堂不是用物质的石头，而是用属灵的石头来建造的。
And that this temple is the dwelling place of God.
神会住在这个新的殿堂。
And we serve as priests in that spiritual temple.
我们是里面属灵的祭司。
Because Israel was redeemed out of Egypt, they were supposed to have a covenant with God as a free people.
神把以色列从埃及的奴役中救赎出来，和他们进入新的盟约。
It was a conditional covenant.
这是有条件的。
The condition which Israel never met.
但是他们从来没有达到这些条件。
But when we come to the New Testament, we know that Jesus Christ has now become our high priest.
所以耶稣基督成为我们的大祭司。
Hebrews 7:26 and 27 says, For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Verse 27, He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for its own sins, and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself.
所以希伯来书七章二十六、二十七节，像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无沾污、远离罪人、高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合宜的。他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪。后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。
During the Babylonian exile, the Jews purged themselves of idolatry.
在巴比伦沦亡时期，犹太人除去了偶像崇拜。
But it also produced an anti-Gentile mentality.
但是也造成了排斥外邦人的心态。
So they separated themselves from the pagans.
隔离不去服侍外邦人。
But God had called them to minister to the pagans.
但是神呼召犹太人来服侍外邦人。
During the time of Hosea the prophet,
在先知何阿西的时代，
God gave a message to Israel by an example.
用他的婚姻来比喻。
Hosea's marriage and the naming of his two sons.
他的婚姻跟太太私生子取名。
And so where it says you are a chosen people in verse 9 of our passage, it reminds us again that God has a special role to play.
彼得引用这些经文，你们是选民，来提醒以色列是上帝的选民。
And so we need to understand that the children of Israel were given the name No Mercy and not a people. How would you like to name your kids like that?
所以上帝给他们以色列人不得子民，不被连续，这是多糟糕的名字啊！
Awful names for kids.
很糟糕的名字。
But through these names, Hosea was telling the people of Israel that they no longer are God's people and they no longer have His mercy.
但他这个名字预表以色列会失去上帝子民的身份，不被怜悯。
But God finally sent His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and He bring a new people.Into the family.
最后，神遣送他的独生爱子来世上，为我们舍身，让我们能够成为神的家人。
And Peter and the verses will help us understand that our name has been changed.
所以，耶稣还是用同样的名字来形容。
Because now God recognizes that we are His people.
因为我们现在是他的选民。
Because we have not rejected Jesus Christ, He allows us to be His people.
因为我们没有拒绝耶稣，所以我们成为他的子民。
Before we became Christians, we had no mercy. Because we believe in Jesus Christ, we now have mercy.
以前不被连续，因为信靠耶稣， 是主，我们可以得到连续。
So non-Christians among us, you need to know God wants you to have His mercy.
所以我们要知道，神是希望给我们他的怜悯。
So Peter identified Christians as a people of a new covenant.
所以彼得称基督徒为新盟约的子民。
It wasn't confined to one nation like Israel.
不限于任何国家。
He was not talking about a national Israel.
他不是指以色列这个国家。
But a spiritual Israel.
而是属灵的以色列。
Christians of all nations.
所有国家的基督徒。
Jews and Gentiles alike.
不管是犹太人或外邦人
，Who have received Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord，
只要接受耶稣是个人的救主。
You know, we need to recognize that we could choose the grace road.
我们要选择恩典之路。
A man stood at the fork of two roads where there was a sign.
我们有一个人到了岔路口，要选择走哪条路
？One road had a sign that says Law.
一条路的路标是律法。
The other had a sign that says grace.
另一条恩典。
If you choose to travel the road of law, then you cannot be on the road of grace.
如果选律法之路，就走不上恩典之路。
It's not being in grace and then falling out of grace.
走在恩典之路，应该不会迷失上上下下。
Because you've never been in grace if you're on the road to law.
如果迷失了，那是你最初没有真正的走上恩典之路。
You cannot travel both roads.
你不可能同时走两条路。
If it's by good works, by the law, it cannot be by grace as a gift.
为了跟从法律积功德，就得不到恩典的礼物。
If it is by grace, it cannot be by law.
靠恩典就不可以靠律法。
Christ is the grace road.
耶稣是恩典之路。
So you travel the law road.You are cut off from Jesus Christ.
如果你走在律法之路，就与耶稣基督隔离。
To depend on living a good life, good deeds by the law, you are separated, and you have turned yourself from Christ.
靠法则规律生活，就是与耶稣基督隔离。
Israel had the privilege, but they lost that privilege. They ignored the responsibility of the covenant.
古代的以色列记得他们的特权，但是却忽略了盟约关系的责任。
And this is where the danger is for us as Christians.
我们也可能有同样的危机。
We've been called to be priests of God's mercy to the nations.
因为我们蒙召成为神的祭司，去施怜悯给列国。
God has never changed His redemptive purpose.
神从来没有改变他救赎的目标。
And He often changes people.
但是他经常改变他的子民。
If there's any segment of the Christian group does not follow God's plan for missionary work, He will leave it to another group.
如果某些信徒不肯成为传教士或分享福音，他会转向使用别的信徒。
We'll go to our second point. And so we need to understand that as priests,We have the responsibility as mediators to represent man to God with spiritual sacrifice.
我们要成为向神献圣祭的中保，来建立自己祭司的职分。
And so, 1 Peter 2:5 says, "You, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices." Acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
彼得前书二章五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And so, as holy priests in God's spiritual temple, you're not to offer animal sacrifices, but spiritual sacrifices.
信徒是在属灵圣殿中的圣洁祭司，不用生气献祭，而是属灵的献祭。
Sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
因为经由耶稣基督，所以神会接纳。
Because you have received mercy, you offer up God's mercy to those that do not know Him, who have not received that mercy.
我们是信徒，已得到怜悯。提供经由耶稣而来的神的怜悯给尚未接受神的怜悯的人。
You represent the non-believers so that they can go to God to ask for mercy for themselves.
因为他们还没信，所以不能自己要求，但是我们可以替他们求。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that they may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
希伯来书四章十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，只要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And so as Christians, we still have our carnal fleshly desires.
我们虽然是基督徒，但是我们还是有肉体的愿望，欲望。
And this desire blocks our journey as God's priests.
会使使徒离开尊主为重的旅途。
The world is eager to seduce us.
世俗更急切地引诱我们。
So we have to be diligent to repel against it.
我们要主动勤奋地抗拒。
So as priests, we offer up spiritual sacrifice of prayer for those who do not know the mercy of God.
祭司可以提供属灵的献祭与祷告，为不信的人、还没接受怜悯的人服事。
We plead with them to repent.
我们请求他们能够悔改信主。
We want them to believe in the Lord.
我们希望他们都能够相信耶稣。
And as priests, we offer up a prayer to God for their behalf.
我们可以为他们的需求向主代求。
That they may find Him in their time of need.
所以他们在有需要的时候也可以找到主。
The church is not some place where we have good feelings.
教堂不是作秀或者是有好感觉的地方。
It's not a place where we put on a good show.
并不是为了娱乐或者是场面。
It's where we have the worship of spiritual praise and spiritual prayer.
而且主要是重点在神。
And so we know that God wants us to intercede for the non-believers before His throne of grace.
所以主希望我们来为不信的人代祷。
That no one else will do this.
别人不会为他们代祷。
But you as priests should.
但是你我身为祭司的。
So we as a church are not just some institution of faith.
所以我们教会不单单只是一个信与爱的机构。
In the Catholic Church, people go to the priests to confess their sins.
在天主教向神父告诫。
In the Catholic Church, they expect the priest to pray for you.
天主教靠神父代祷。
Even in some evangelical churches, they expect only the pastors to pray.
甚至有些福音教会的信徒仍然认为只有牧师可以为他们祷告。
No, you are priests.
不对的，我们都是祭司。
You can also offer prayers for the non-believers that you know.
你可以为你认识的不信的人祷告。
That we can pray for one another and for the non-believer.
所以我们都有责任为彼此和周围影响力所及不信的人代祷。
As priests, we have that spiritual responsibility.
这是我们属灵的责任。
To intercede.
我们为别人代祷代求。
Don't think that you cannot pray.
不要认为你不能祷告。
Don't think that I'm the only one that can pray.
不要认为我是唯一能为祷告的牧师。
You as priests can and should pray.
你是祭司，应该而且可以祷告。
So to be a healthy church, we need all of you to be the kind of priest that will do your duties.
所以我们每个人都要成为祭司来服事。
We are to declare the worth of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is a merciful God who is willing to help people.
他是怜悯的主，他愿意帮助，所以我们要替他做这些服事的事工。
As priests, we offer up praise and prayer to a God who is willing to grant mercy as we pray for those who do not believe.
所以我赞美祷告，可以为不信的人祷告。
Thirdly, we are to build our priesthood representing God to man. This is different from the second point. Representing God to man in a sacrifice of good works.
这和第二点不同，我们现在是代表神向他人提供献祭的事工，来建立自己祭司的职分。
Verse 11 says, Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good works and glorify God on the day of visitation.
彼得前书二章十一十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要戒禁肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们的是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So Peter pleaded for righteous living.
所以我们应该要过正直的生活。
He called the Christians as sojourners, as strangers.
彼得在圣经里头提到读者为过客，陌生人。
Notice the order.
我们要注意这个顺序。
First strangers, then pilgrims.
所以我们先是陌生人，然后才去朝圣。
And we need to understand that we need to be strangers to the world before we can be journeying on the road with Jesus Christ.
因为我们每个人都先是陌生人，要信主以后，我们才可以去朝圣。
That our true country is heaven, not this earth.
我们真正的国度是天国。
But we've been left on this earth for a mission.
我们在地是为主进行任务。
So we are to abstain from anything that will keep us from our mission.
所以我们为了任务要戒除私欲。
To avoid any contaminations that will hinder us as priests.
不要把替别人做中保祭司的身份给污染了。
And we need to learn that the motivation should come from the Holy Spirit in us.
这是圣在内心的做工。
Indeed, some things that are legal are not right for us to do.
因为外在的立法合法的不见得都是对的。
So we should be constantly vigilant to be able to avoid these things.
所以要时时警醒。来避免犯罪。
Because you realize the enemy is not outside of us, but inside of us.
因为罪由心生。
And so that's why in verse 12, Peter says your conduct should be honorable.
所以我们的品行要必须是正直。
The non-believers will be watching us.
因为他们不信的人时时在观察我们。
And they're trying to catch us.So that they can slander us.
找机会批评、看低，甚至毁谤。
And so we need to be careful that we do not allow anything to slander our testimony and reputation.
所以我们时时要小心，不要让我们的行为被别人有理由来毁谤。
So Peter says we're not to be evildoers.
我们不是罪犯。
To give a basis for the slander.
所以他们的毁谤是没有。
Peter was people during Peter's time were undergoing persecution.
因为彼得也受到迫害。
And so he assumed that they will suffer.
所以应该是会受苦。
But as Christians, not as criminals.
但是我们是受苦的信徒，但是我们不是罪犯。
1 Peter 4:16 says, Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed.Let him glorify God in that name.
彼得前书四章十六节，若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
And so we must be willing to suffer so that Jesus' name will be glorified.
所以我们要愿意为基督的名受苦，让他可以得荣耀。
There will come a time, maybe in America, that Christians will be brought before civil courts and civil judges.
所以我们有的时候会带到检察官的面前。
And so the evidence of our lives will be up for exposure.
所以我们日常的行为就会被显露出来。
And when it's seen, then the charges of the non-believer will be false.
所以只要我们的行为正直，那那些不信的人诬告我们，就会证明是不是正确的。
These non-believers who accuse you may not believe.
当然，这些原告可能不会相信。
But somebody may hear your testimony and will believe.
但是别人可能听到你的见证，受到影响来信主。
So the greatest access that we have as as God's people is our character.
所以我们的人格是为主做工最重要的资产。
But if it's tarnished, we lose the ability to witness truly for our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果有缺陷，我们做福音的见证就会被受到怀疑。
So the more prominent you are as a Christian,
所以地位越显要
the more that Satan wants to tempt you and destroy your testimony.
所以魔鬼就会更加来引诱你，来毁灭你的见证。
Because he doesn't want lost people to come to faith.
来阻挡失落的灵魂接受耶稣。
So that's why Satan wants to destroy God's work.
所以耶稣，所以撒旦魔鬼全意的来攻击信徒。
To destroy your priesthood.
来打击你祭司的事工。
So we need to really meditate on this.
所以我们一定要好好的默想。
We are chosen.
我们是选民。
Not because we are genetically good.
并不是遗传基因。
But because of the transforming work of the Holy Spirit.
而是圣灵做工改变了我们。
You know, in Hebrews chapter 7, there was a priest named Melchizedek.
所以我们记得以前有一个麦基米德。
This was found in Genesis chapter 14, that he was a priest of the Most High God.
所以他是大祭司，最高的祭司。
And like Melchizedek, we are royal priests.
所以跟他一样，我们也是圣洁的祭司。
And we go out from God's presence to bless people.
我们可以从神的面前出去祝福人类。
We are to magnify the name of our Lord God, Most High.
来高举至高真神的名。
We are that holy kingdom that has replaced the nation of Israel.
我们取代不顺服的以色列，成为圣洁的国度。
So as we learn to control ourselves, we let Christ be the one in control of our lives.
所以我们要让基督控制我们的生活。
God for the time being has disowned Israel.
所以我们现在就是圣洁的以色列。
We are that new nation that replaced Israel.
我们是新的犹太国取代以色列。
That we are pilgrims that belong to God.
所以我们属于神。
For God's own possession.
是他为他所有。
So we are to warn people of their sinful and unbelieving rebellion against this Most High God.
所以我们要警告世人的罪与不信，来不要触犯至高神。
Because if they do that, then they will be willing to repent, and turn.To God's light.
所以经过我们的见证，他们可以从罪转向光明。
Matthew 5:16, Jesus says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven."
马太福音5:16，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
As we are able to come back together to worship,
所以我们回来崇拜。
God wants us to care for one another.
所以要彼此关怀。
And as a Christian witness, we're to care for the non-believers so they may find God's light in this dark world.
所以我们也要照顾不信的人，让他们在这个黑暗的世界看到光。
In one sense, you are holding out Jesus Christ in your hands as the priest's.Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们手中握有耶稣基督的怜悯牺牲，可以给需要的人。
And so we see this theme also in Hebrews 10:24-25. And it says, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day." Drawing near.
希伯来书10:24-25，这位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的责任就长久不能更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
The community that is a church is needed today in the world.
今天我们教会是被大家都感觉到有需要的。
Too many people live in.Maybe a community, a condo residence area. They don't know each other.
很多人住在公寓大厦，彼此都不认识。
And so people are isolated, especially because of the pandemic.
特别是在疫情当中觉得隔离。
We know that they are at risk.
所以这是很危险的情况。
And we have the responsibility as priests to go and share the good news. Risk being maybe rejected, but risk sharing the good news.
虽然我们可能会被拒绝，但是我们身为祭司有责任去分享这个好消息福音。
So in conclusion, we summarize.
所以结论。
Let us build up this spiritual priesthood for 2022.
所以我们在2020年要建立我们自己成为祭司的职分。
Because we have received mercy.
因为我们已经受到连续。
And then we can represent man to God.
我们可以代表神到人的面前。
And we can represent God to man by our good works.
我们好的服事就是一个好的见证。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are present in our lives.
我们要感谢你，因为你在我们的生活当中。
We know that this is something that we don't deserve.
我们不配。
But we know that you have made a great sacrifice so that we can become your people.
但是你为我们牺牲，让我们能够成为你的子民。
As we prepare for the Lord's Supper, we're reminded that you are the God who's made it possible.
让我们在守主餐的时候要纪念，因为只有你，我们才有可能。
So Lord God, teach us again to remember and give thanks.
让我们纪念，然后献上感谢。
In Christ's name we pray.
我们祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.